Big Brother is Watching You on Broadway.
George Orwell's novel 1984 has been echoing in popular culture since first published in 1949. Set in a dystopian country that controls the thoughts of its citizens, tortures and kills its citizens if they dissent, the protagonist, Winston Smith, works for the Ministry of Truth, which manufactures the government's lies, just as the Ministry of Peace supports and prolongs wars. Big Brother is always watching. And ever since the novel, whenever a government calls what hurts the people good for the people, the hypocrisy and corruption is often called Orwellian. As when Kellyanne Conway was defending some blatant presidential untruths, saying that the lies were alternative facts. And immediately the word Orwellian was back in the news. Robert Icke and Duncan MacMillan have adapted and directed 1984 for the stage. Tom Sturridge plays the doomed truth seeker, and Olivia Wilde plays a woman he falls in love with. Only love conquers nothing in Orwell's future. 1984 was thought by many to be a vitriolic satire of communism, and no question to the everyman is more vitriolic than asking whether he'd throw acid in the face of a child if Big Brother says horror like that is for everyone's good. I remember from reading Orwell's novel back when everyone was paranoid about how we're headed for nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies. Funny when Slim Pickens says that, riding down an atomic Bronco. But I was frightened back then by a sudden bright light or even a lunch whistle. Most frightening in the novel is when Winston Smith is tortured. And the torture scene in the play is very disturbing. Someone behind me was whimpering as the torture escalated. Though for me, what's more haunting is Reed Birney as the Inquisitor, asking questions with a voice so sincere and at times even pleasant, while nonetheless every word he speaks drips with the terror of 1984. I'm Michael Bourne.